And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And Matthew Deagle, my eldest son, is here. And he does some pretty brilliant analysis of geopolitical events, symbology, and provides an analysis of maybe the things behind the roots of why things are happening, including genetics, et cetera. Welcome back, Matthew.
I'm here.
Yeah, so, Matthew, well, what do you think? Let me just give you a couple of areas that you can kind of expand upon. First, the cabinet picks under Trump, the current response of the ultra-left and their continued attack against Trump, the situation in Europe, which is a rise of nationalism with the no vote and Renzi's basically leaving office, the move toward Le Pen running and probably winning in France, and the situations where, you know, where we're seeing a lot of companies saying, hey, we're going to stay here because things look bright. The stock market is about to hit 20,000. Lots of areas to look at. And and also, if you look at the results of the election, the number of black and Hispanic voters rose higher than any previous Republican for many years. So I'm pretty pleased by what's going on so far, although I think he's going to have more difficulty fixing things like Obamacare than he thinks on the surface, which, by the way, also ties to occupational medicine. But, you know, I'll leave the field open. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, there's lots of interesting stuff going on, as you said. There's the, I think Trump's made good choices. It seems like they're trying to interfere with these choices. Some people are trying to say that General Mattis, for example, has to have, because he has to have special permission in order to become Secretary of Defense, so this is going to be...
I don't think that's a barrier. Yeah, I think he's going to get it pretty easily.
And some are saying because it's worrying that he's appointing so many generals, but on the other hand, we've seen how incompetent certain lawyers, such as Hillary Clinton, have been running everything. And I
good
think
point.
It's probably a good thing myself.
What are the comments?
I think
in
the U.S., some of the most disciplined people you find are in the military, and some of the most realistic.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You find some nutballs in the military, but in general, especially in the high ranks, they know what they're doing. And we are in a military situation, whether you like it or not. What's going on with ISIS is a military problem.
Yeah. Summarize: we created ISIS to try to take out Assad. Because we couldn't take out Iran until we got rid of Syria. It's that simple.
Yeah,
we're the masters of
and
chaos.
Something else we have to look at here is, genetically speaking, I've discussed before the MAOA gene, which is responsible for aggressive behavior.
Right.
There's another gene called 5-HTTLPR, which is related to the serotonin transporter. What this does is it causes a person, if you have a long allele of it, which is actually very common, whereas the MAOA gene is rather rare among Europeans, this gene is actually pretty common among Europeans. And if you have homozygously two copies of the long allele, it predisposes to psychopathy of a cold-hearted nature, as well as with other combinations to a kind of ruthless narrow-mindedness. Now, curiously enough, this allele seems to be worse in females or feminine people because it was found in a British study a few years ago that that when they measured psychopathy traits in people in Britain, mostly white people, that those who had a feminine digit ratio, so that their index finger was as long as their ring finger,
right,
were more correlated to these psychopathic traits. Interestingly enough, also female, who had a feminine digit ratio, suggesting that estrogen somehow in the feminine brain interacts negatively with this particular allele. So whereas the MAOA gene, common among non-white races, is worse in men, its testosterone exacerbates it, the 5-HTTLPR gene is the other way around. So actually white females or homosexuals are more likely to be psychopathic than white men. This is a very disturbing fact when you consider that feminism is such a significant influence in the present political atmosphere in Europe and in the U.S. with Hillary Clinton supporters. I think Hillary Clinton is a paranoid psychopath herself, and that she is probably also somewhat schizophrenic due to another gene, which is falsely identified as the God gene, DMAT2. This gene doesn't actually predispose to spirituality. If you look at the actual function of the allele, the unusual allele, what it does is it's a vesicular monoamine transporter, which means that if you have the abnormal form of this allele, the T allele, then it accelerates the transport of monoamine to the synaptic vesicle. Into the synaptic cleft in vesicles, right? So it packages them in vesicles and puts them in the synaptic cleft. So if you have any monoamine, dopamine in particular, which is associated with psychosis and with extreme states of emotion, I think what this allele really is not the God gene or religiosity gene, but the emotionalism gene. And when people have the abnormal allele of it, it was called the God gene because somebody associated
it was called the hysteria gene. How's
that? Self-transcendence. But actually, I think that a certain kind of religiousness is associated with irrationality and emotionalism, and that is religious fanaticism, such as we see, for example, among Islamists. But this allele is somewhat rare. I think it's like 20% of the population. Not extremely rare. But I think that people like Angela Merkel, for example, probably have this allele, meaning that they are, and they probably also have the long 5-HTT-LPR allele, which means that they are both cold-hearted and ruthless and emotionalistic and delusional, or that they make their decisions based on sudden emotional surges of reaction as opposed to rational thinking. Because if you have abnormal VMAT2 allele, the actual effect is that your thinking goes straight to emotion. You don't have time to think because you have such a surge of monoamine. And it's also exacerbated by MAOA. So if you have that and MAOA, which I think is common in the Middle East, for example, then there's an even more predisposition toward psychosis and toward religious fanaticism. It's been associated with alcoholism, psychotic states of all kinds, schizophrenia. But in general, causes a kind of irrational mentality. And I think this is combined with the psychopathy gene. You might say you have the MAOA is the aggression gene, right? It causes psychopathy in combination with other genes of a masculine form, usually. So aggressive.
Do you think our politicians should submit to genetic analysis then?
I think that genetic analysis would be good for everyone. In a way, I think of it as being like, you can look at Christian symbolism on many levels. And I think that one level of the Christian symbolism, I call it the interpretatio realis, or the looking at things in terms of real and measurable scientific facts as opposed to just the allegorical or psychological side of things. And when you look at things this way, for example, I see demonic influences as being something you can literally observe as collective subconscious behavior, like the copycat effects discussed by Lauren Coleman, I think is actually that in this sense, this is a real interpretation or interpretatio realis of the concept of demonic influences. Similarly, you look at the Eucharist, where we take the body and blood of Christ, and that redeems you from the original sin. I think we can also see this as related to the concept of genetic engineering to correct these alleles, because you take literally the blood and flesh from somebody who doesn't have the abnormal allele, and you transfer that to the person who has the abnormal alleles. Therefore, in a sense, really, in these alleles, we've discovered the actual original sin, in the sense of an actual genetic predisposition towards evil behavior, aggression in the form of MAOA, and a kind of ruthless willfulness or cold-heartedness.
Do you think that the current social environment promotes the increase in the presence or the expression of these, or nutritional factors may amplify them? In other
certainly
words,
cultural factors are very significant. The breakdown of traditional morality and the breakdown of traditional bonds, loyalty. You think about, for instance, 5-HTT-LPR being observably worse in females and in feminine people. Now, I've observed commonly that a lot of these mass shooters, a lot of murder suicides, are not fully masculine characters, but actually somewhat androgynous, like Elliot Rodger, James Holmes, etc.
Right.
I think that they've been exposed to higher levels of estrogen in the womb, and that they have a more feminine brain that predisposes to the kind of irrationality that is associated with the more negative expressions of this allele. In a male, the allele usually just causes a kind of hunting mentality or a kind of pursuit of a single goal without a regard for other, for dangers, for example. It's usually not as bad in a full masculine constitution, but this is something to consider in terms of the, again, interpretatio realis of the concept of the Whore of Babylon, that we are in a time now where modern women are very disloyal, very selfish, and yes, psychopathic, you might say, due to the influence of this allele. Now, this allele, as I said, is rather common in Europe and common among whites, so it's particularly a problem. Now, it's even more common among blacks, interestingly enough. But among outside of Africa, this long allele of 5-HTTLBR is concentrated in Europe and in Europeans. And we see, you know, symbolically, like everything has to be seen symbolically. You see literally women coming to power and wreaking havoc on society. Whether it's Angela Merkel, or we almost had our miracle here in the U.S.
Well, I would think the political process selects for women that have some of these characteristics, wouldn't you think so? So someone wants to be in politics, it would, it's like a filter, in other words. It would select for people that are more aggressive, more willing to compromise, more willing to...
Politics already has more psychopathic people in it.
Right.
I think that with the psychopathy caused by this allele, as opposed to MAOA, is worse than females. The evidence shows that female hormones in the womb are associated with higher levels of psychopathy caused by this allele, which means that it's quite likely that the average white psychopath is a female or a male homosexual or androgyne, or is somewhat androgynous, even if not homosexual, has more of a feminine constitution and was exposed to more feminine influences in their development.
But that's interesting. Now, there are papers on analyzing this.
Certainly interesting to consider the high rate of homosexuality, for example, in the priesthood, in a lot of these sadistic things that they've done, a lot of the heresies that they promoted, and how also you just look in general, that the male is more aggressive than the female, but the female is more devious than the male, more underhanded. And again, you can observe this. You look at populations where the MAOA alleles are the biggest problem, like blacks, for example, and the crime is largely homicidal, aggressive, masculine type of crime. Unfortunately, you look at Europeans, where the other allele is more common, there's a lot of underhanded scheming, intrigue, financial crime, you know, as opposed to aggressive crime, more just cold-hearted crime. And I think that may be simply explained by the genetic difference. Now, as I said, blacks also have the other allele pretty commonly, which I think is part of the reason why there's a lot of bad behavior.
Matt, have you seen any papers that suggest that the metabolic or nutritional influence might have a factor? Because if you have poor nutrition and these genetic things,
know,
for example,
nutrition
let me just finish.
Well,
let me finish one little statement, and I want you to come back. They did a study of the specific alleles that increases the risk if you get stack vaccines of getting BAF or brain on fire and autism spectrum disorder, and ADD, ADHD. And what they found is the specific alleles that are associated with increased chances of post-vaccination, increased glial cell activation of peroxynitrate, et cetera, and brain on fire is 2 to 3 times higher if the person is non-white, if they're black or if they're Hispanic, et cetera. So there's a much higher risk if they get these stack vaccines of a non-white person.
It's probably MAOA. It's probably just because of the MAOA allele.
Yeah, it might be several other genes we don't even know yet.
That's the main distinction, is that monoamine oxidase A, most whites have the normal variant of the gene.
Right.
But
it could be more than one gene.
Most other races have the abnormal.
Yeah, I'm just saying that
it's normal, but it's not, well, not positive.
Right.
It's a generation. It leads to excessive aggression, so-called warrior gene. But at the same time, like I said, you know, you want to look at the negative influences in white society, and chances are you're going to find it. You're going to find those negative influences among women and effeminate men, which is pretty disturbing when you think about the massive influence that feminism, or even, you know, even gay rights has in the West.
We saw that
right
with
now.
The
outside of Russia.
We saw that over the past number of years.
Russia is not giving into all that.
Well, we can, for example, and just go back. It was only about 4 or 5 years after the Roe v. Wade decision to do abortion, and have the federal government try to legislate from the Supreme Court, which they're not allowed to do, over state rights, and even break state laws which are proscriptions against. There's 43 states, for example, won't allow late-term abortion. But Hillary Clinton, who's the uber feminist, defended it in the third debate, the idea of abortion right up to the moment of delivery, which, if you know the surgical procedure, it's to plunge scissors into the back of the baby's head before the baby's fully out, suck the brains out, and pull the baby out literally whole or in part.
Well, not only that, but you look at she tried to agitate the Third World War with Russia.
Oh, yeah, and she got in, it was immediately going to be a problem.
And it was entirely based on irrational paranoia that Russia, you know, Obama says they're going to look into the Russian hacks, but they still have, it's because they still have no evidence. They never had any evidence that the Russian government was behind it.
Well, what would Russia have to gain
anyway?
Furthermore,
we observe since the Crimea incident, the Russians have been slandered by the Western media as being homophobes and being misogynists. Even though in Russia, men and women have relatively equal status in Russia, the Russian government just doesn't tolerate extremist feminist positions and agitating groups like Femen.
The Femen group, for example, was part of it was that Pussy Riot that actually went into a major
Pussy
Russian
Riot.
Orthodox
Church. Yeah, they don't put up with that either. They went.
Right.
They were.
Well, they kicked out George Soros' NGOs.
I think you look at these groups, and it's. I honestly think this is the influence, the Whore of Babylon. That's what it is. This is what was behind the heresies in the Catholic Church.
This was behind it. Hillary Clinton and the progressive movement,
right? In the Catholic Church, I think this stuff. And in other Christian sects, like Jim Jones, for example, you know, a pseudo-Christian Marxist sect, which I think is very ominous,
right?
In terms of the social justice movement. I think when you look at the high rate of homosexual behavior combined with the devious, cunning, evil behavior, it suggests that what's responsible is this allele.
Right, that's very interesting.
Right, so the general view that I have of this is that these things are not just symbolic allegories, that any prophecy that comes true has to become something literal, that actually any kind of symbolic information can be taken as having ultimately a pretty mundane, real equivalent that is the fulfillment of it. So you look, for example, the idea of, as I said, demonic possession. Seems like it's kind of out there to a lot of people, and it's like a lot of questionable methods of exorcism or whatever. But at the same time, as far as subconscious influences, or even possession by some kind of alter ego, this is an observable fact that happens all the time. You look at someone like James Holmes, or this guy Cody Lott recently, who said the devil told him to shoot a girl.
Yeah.
It's called schizophrenia, right?
Yeah.
But it's not just in their head.
Right. We'll be right back, Matt. Stay right there. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, Matt, a couple questions. Has anyone published sociobiological research connecting the genes to populations or to leaders? For example, I think
if anybody can look up right now, just look up ethnicity and 5-HTP, LPR, you'll find
right.
There have been studies. For example, connecting collectivism with the lack of the long allele. Interestingly enough, East Asians very rarely have the long allele, which is believed, well, it's correlated to their culture of collectivism. Japan and Korea in particular have very low levels of this allele, which means that they're almost the antithesis of the Whore of Babylon, in the sense that the average Japanese or Korean woman has a more normal feminine mentality as opposed to a ruthless and selfish mentality. Now, in the West, it varies between mild affectedness by this allele to total psychopathy. And I think that's our big problem here. The big problem with feminism is that women, if we're honest with ourselves, feminine people have ruled the West for a long time through heretical religion, through homosexual clergy and the like, and that they're only seizing more power and doing more scapegoating through their use of these movements. I also want to make clear that the so-called God gene is not related to the belief in God at all. It is related to emotionalism, and actually a lot of fanatics of all stripes have the abnormal form of this allele.
Why would we change the name to,
for example,
Marxists
who are atheists are just as likely to have the God gene as religious fanatics in the Middle East. So it has nothing to do with God.
So what about the idea of calling it the hysteria gene, where hysteria and...
Yeah, the hysteria, it could be called... I call it the irrationality gene.
Yeah.
Or the emotionalism gene.
Yeah.
Because it causes the person to think with their emotions, with immediate emotional reactions, as opposed to with reason. Because you don't have time to think if you have this this excess of vesicular monoamine transporters. What happens is, you, especially in combination with MAOA, which is common in the Middle East, for example, you end up with just immediate, intense emotional reactions. And this affects your entire brain structure, just as 5-HTTLPR does. The people who have the two long alleles, homozygously, have a more psychopathic-like brain.
We could probably work out a way of giving them metabolic support and eventually a transgenic gene upgrading with the Cas9 protocol so we could modify so we could actually overcome the genetic...
My idea is that I think that there is, in a sense, a physical correlate to the original sin, and that this can be corrected by genetic science, and that literally we have to take the blood and flesh of somebody who does not have these alleles and transfer that the genetic...
Well, it's actually very simple. With the Cas9 protocol, you can actually overcome or change the genetic content. You don't have to change a whole lot of things. One gene change could actually remove...
Let's say you had a violent criminal, for example. I'm telling you, most of the negative behavior of entire people is the result of just different prevalences of these alleles.
Let me give you, for example, as I said, the
violence in black communities is largely due to a minority of black men have the two repeat monoamine oxidase.
Well, one of the reasons why I said that earlier,
that's much more prevalent among blacks than among others.
Right. Let me make a comment here, Matt. Your thesis is really interesting, because if you've got a current culture in black America, and it's going to change with the safety in the
cities... Well, the culture is all affected by the negative
minority. There's an interaction, but let me finish.
Just like with us. I see that European culture is affected by the negative minority... feminine psychopaths, you see? Just as how black culture in the inner cities is affected negatively or polluted by the mentality of this minority of black men that had this aggression allele. I think that our culture, our modern culture, which could be characterized as the Whore of Babylon, is polluted by the mentality of this minority of women and effeminate men, found, for example, in academia, in false religious sects, and in Marxism and all sorts of other fanatical ideologies that have this negative, irrational...
Here's my quick statement just before we go to break. It's possible that the culture now is increasing the frequency of these genes because of the interaction back and forth, say, in the black culture. I don't think that would...
Unfortunately, these genes are becoming ever more prevalent because of the phenomenon of mass immigration. We'll get into that next.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I do functional medicine, which is, in a sense, didn't exist when I went to medical school. And I remember the comments made by professors, because I asked a lot of questions. They say, you need to go into pathology. It's the smartest of the doctors. They said, but all the patients are dead. Well, since then, we have functional medicine, which includes surgery, internal medicine, intermediate metabolism, genetics, epigenetics, toxicology, stealth infectious disease, quantum biology, etc. It includes everything. It includes herbology, chiropractic, everything that can impinge on a body. And one of the things that I remember going to a seminar with Alex Schoss back in, I think, 1982, was kind of interesting. It was at the Biosocial Research Institute in Tacoma, Washington. And he has a PhD in biochemistry as well as criminology, two PhDs. And what he was presenting was evidence looking at just one mineral, manganese, in the hair of people who are violent criminals. Now, he wasn't looking at all these other genes now, but my guess is if you looked at a biochemical and toxicological profile of anybody in prison or anybody in business or politics that has unusual behavior, you'd probably find specific repetitive, in a sense, fingerprints or active things, whether there's these genes you're talking about or toxicology like manganese.
Yeah, there might be some correlation to all sorts of other
right
measures, so, but the main cause is the alleles. For sure.
Yeah, you got a few key ones there. These tests look like they'd be pretty easy to do, because you could do it from saliva test.
The evidence at this point, I mean, that's a long time ago now. The evidence at this point is very clear cut.
Oh, yeah, I know it is, yeah.
that these alleles predispose to different kinds of negative behavior very strongly. The rate of there's a criminologist in Florida, for example. I think his name is Kevin Beaver. He studied the MAOA alleles in prison inmates. Their rate of recidivism is higher. Their rate of violent crime is higher just by having those MAOA alleles. And some of this information has been censored. Even I think he's maybe even self-censored because it is politically incorrect to point out that the behavior, for example, of blacks is because of genetics and not because of sociocultural or economic influences or whatever you want to call it. Because the general view of people who actually have a genetic disorder of their own, the VMAT2 allele, their view of all of this is emotional and irrational and not scientific. They think that if you try to ascribe bad behavior to genetics, that that's somehow unfair.
Well, it's not just genetics, it's also a thing called epigenetics.
The real facts. The fact, it doesn't matter if you think it's unfair or whatever, it's just a fact. The same thing with the mounting evidence that psychopathy in whites is usually caused by 5-HTT-LPR, and that is also worse in females. I await more evidence confirming that this is so on a larger scale. There's not enough large-scale demographic data, but there have been some studies looking at demographics in order to compare, for instance, Europeans to East Asians with the hypothesis that the collectivist culture is influenced by the lower rate of this allele, whereas the individualist culture is influenced by a higher rate. This is a kind of shallow measure and not quite accurate, but it is interesting what it correlates to, because remember, if you're somebody with the normal alleles of these genes, the short alleles, then you are somebody who experiences more anxiety, more fear of the consequences of your actions, more consideration for others, more general pro-social think. Whereas if you have the abnormal alleles homozygously, the effect is a kind of narrow-minded ruthlessness without regard for anything else. And interestingly enough, it is worse. It is somehow exacerbated by female hormones in the womb.
Let me ask you a question. Would it be aggravated by xenoestrogens? We now know that bisphenol A and
I think it could well be aggravated by
because they lock on the insulin, they lock on the female estrogen receptor up to hundreds of times more avidly. So if the female receptor is a factor, not only in neural pathways, perhaps the toxins in the environment might be activating behavior by activating these genes
also,
in people.
If you take a badly behaved person and you take off the restrictions on their behavior, you take away severe punishments, you take away consequences, they're going to behave worse. And that, I think, is partly what we're seeing here with feminism, is that women are being given more power than they already had, even though they're already equal to men in our society. And the result is that psychopathic women, who are a minority of women, but are a significant minority in the white race, being more prone to psychopathy than males, are now running amok. They're achieving positions of high power, such as Hillary Clinton. They're living out their psychotic fantasies.
You see that in the media, too, with media hosts are literally acting in a very psychotic
everything,
manner.
Everything, our whole culture, because of the prevailing influence of these feminine psychopaths, our whole culture is effeminate in the USA and Europe. And it's very easy to see holistically.
These are pretty radical views, and I'm sure the progressive left would get really riled up about the fact that you can suggest that genetics or epigenetics or metabolism might collectively affect behavior, even filter for people that rise to power that are actually more likely sociopathic.
In genetic psychiatry, it's not controversial. This is all established facts. I mean, they've even found strong correlations between political allegiances and genetics.
Yeah.
They looked at the Minnesota twin study, for example, and they found that support of the death penalty had a heritability ratio of 0.51. So it wasn't the death penalty, but I think a vague measure of psychopathy. If a person supports the death penalty, they're more cold-hearted. Right. Probably I would say that it relates directly to that long allele of 5-HTT-LPR in general. And that the you look at other measures, they're a little bit weaker. But there is still a significant correlation between the political beliefs of identical twins. So then here's something else I wanted to address, that these liberals are not just delusional and aggressive and ruthless with their delusional ideas. They're dangerously affecting the genetic composition of societies, which whose cultures are based on those genetic compositions. Whether you like it or not, the behavior of societies has been predicted on a large scale and for thousands of years of time.
Right. Are you referring to the invasion?
By just a single allele. For example, the collectivism of East Asia versus Europe.
Right.
It's just a single allele. Now, you think about the mass immigration started by someone like Merkel, the billions of immigrants pouring into Germany right now who don't have the same genetic composition as Europeans. The irony here is that if political views, as the evidence shows, are correlated to genetics, then what do you think the overall effect is going to be on people coming from the most conservative countries in the world to Europe? In the long run, and you know what happened just in September? It was reported that the most popular name for baby boys in Britain is Mohammed. That means that Muslims with children named Mohammed are outbreeding native Brits. So it's only a matter of time until the entire mentality of Europe is shifted toward a more conservative way of thinking, and you might say also barbaric way of thinking because of MAOA. Certainly, support for the death penalty is common in the Middle East. Certainly, totalitarianism is common in the Middle East. I think that if you want a litmus test of what kind of political system there's going to be in Europe after these Muslim immigrants have settled in and bred to a significant proportion, is totalitarianism. You just look at the Middle East. And it doesn't necessarily have to be totalitarian theocracy. I don't really believe the idea that Islam is going to take over Europe, because it'll take them a long time before they totally outnumber Europeans. But it won't take them long before they're a significant part of the population.
Right. When
they're a significant part of the population, they'll begin to affect the majority rules of who's voted in, what laws are supported.
Yeah, in other words, it'll become a large enough minority they can affect the electoral process.
Become a large enough minority, then they can affect the democratic process. And that's when I think you'll see a shift toward totalitarianism, not only because of their totalitarian mindset, which is programmed by genetics, but also the response to the riffraff they bring with them, the Islamist terrorists who require...
So, in other words, with the genetic background of the people in the Middle East, the rise of Islam is a natural alternative, a natural response.
I think that the rise of Islam is not the big threat here. I think that's hysteria. I don't think it's...
No, but I'm saying it occurs because it's totalitarian.
I think what's taking over Europe is totalitarian Marxism. Marxism. In response to the influx of immigrants as a result of terrorist attacks, like, for instance, France has been in a state of emergency for a year now, for over a year. That's just the beginning. And also just the general more rigid, more totalitarian mentality associated with the average person from the Middle East because of the genetic composition, which is correlated strong with the death penalty, for example, has a heritability ratio of 0.51, according to the Minnesota Twin Studies, where they asked them what their positions were on various political topics. And so that means that's probably the strongest heritability ratio, and that it relates to a very controversial topic in most first world countries, but one which is not so controversial in the Middle East, which I think is a very good measure of what kind of government you're going to have when these people become a significant minority. That their mentality supports very severe punishments, supports a very free, undemocratic type of society. And people might not want to believe it, but the facts are mounting that this is so, that the genetics influence an entire population's culture and behavior, that an individual's political views are strongly influenced by genetics, particularly on certain controversial topics, and that the behavior of many communities can be explained by just a minority of people with an unusual genetic defect, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie? Do you remember the movie The Boys from Brazil? And they brought these boys that were basically coming down there trying to clone them, that were clones of Adolf Hitler, and they had to put them through the kind of stressful upbringing, they thought, in order for the genetics and epigenetics of their social environment to bring forth a Hitlerite type person. And that was their theory, and this is what the book and the movie was all about, is trying to create, in The Boys from Brazil, a new Hitler, if you want to call it.
Yeah, a lot of these, I mean, the irony is that the whole Nazi phenomenon was based on probably the same genetic error that causes any kind of fanaticism, whether it is the Marxist fanatics or Islamist fanatics or whatever, any kind of fanatic. And Hitler himself, character-wise, was actually quite similar to Che Guevara. This is quite curious, given that Guevara is worshipped by liberals, even though he was of the same psychopathic mentality as Hitler, even though he stated that he would have launched nuclear missiles at the U.S. if he had had control of the Russian missiles in Cuba. So, what can I say but that this is a universal disease, not tied to any one ideology, and that the illusion of ideology is part of the falsehood associated with these negative genes. The idea that because Guevara is some kind of socialist folk hero, the crimes he committed are somehow okay, and that somehow because Hitler was a nationalist, he's 100% evil.
Yeah, it's funny how the left will twist things like that, isn't it?
It's everybody, any negative ideology does it, based on this irrationalism gene, or VMAT2.
Yeah, we see that with the pseudo-environmentalism of Jill Stein, that clings to things like carbon credits and carbon dioxide, which is part of the carbon oxygen cycle. The facts are the oxygen concentration worldwide has dropped to 19% from 21, and the loss of the benthic layer of the oceans and cutting down the rainforest, which is happening, is destroying the carbon cycle. Their idea is to cut carbon credits, when in fact carbon dioxide is made by plants and by phytoplankton into oxygen.
Well, I mean,
that's just one example of the craziness of the...
You look at the hippie movement, of course a lot of it had to do with emotionalism.
Right.
And of course, that's what all this social justice stuff is now. It's all irrationalism. It's where if something is scientifically true but offensive, it's not true anymore. If something is emotionally true but false, it's true to them, you see? It doesn't matter what the facts are. They will not accept the facts, even though the facts are extremely pertinent to attaining any kind of peace on this planet in the near future.
Yeah, we need leaders that are really going to face reality and provide real solutions. Yeah, so what you're saying is...
severity. You think about, for example, the highly disproportionate rate of homicide among black men, and that it is easily explained by the prevalence of the two repeat allele of MAOA. And yet this is not being discussed in mainstream newspapers, not being discussed in mainstream academia. It is being discussed by academics who study this as a specialty, genetic psychiatry and criminology. It's not being discussed by people who should be discussing it as a serious epidemic. We talk about epidemics like HIV or the West Nile virus. We don't talk about genetic epidemics, which are possibly even more damaging. And we don't talk about solutions, because, I mean, the solution could be something as simple as just taking a drug.
Or a nutraceutical.
In the case of MAOA, you know, what's happening is that they're not breaking down their monoamines fast enough, so the overall effect is an aggressive constitution. It's really simple to understand. You know, if aggression is correlated to surges of monoamines, like norepinephrine, dopamine, then what happens is if you have this epinephrine surge, you have this fight-or-flight reaction, and you have the MAOA, the unusual MAOA allele, you are more likely to lose control of yourself, to go all the way.
Yeah, we have things that will stop limbic seizures called brain
magnetic This suggests that a lot of the crimes being committed are not just calculated crimes, but are tragic instances of self-destructive rage.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Matt, This is a very interesting thesis. It's interesting that when we look at things with a 20/20 glasses, scientifically, technically, we want to create some, if you want to call it, a mathematical model of what's going on. We see more clearly that part of the problem is because we haven't problem identified, we're not solving the problem of prisons, violent behavior, social, cultural change. For example, the invasion of Muslims into Europe and North America is going to change
the genetics. Exactly. I think that the problem of Islamist terrorism is not fundamentally even a problem of Islam. It's a problem of genetics, that a minority of people from these regions have a bad combination of 5-HTP-LPR in the long allele version, which causes ruthlessness, MAOA in the short version, which causes aggression, and VMAT2 in the abnormal T allele version, which causes fanaticism and delusion.
Okay, now, I think this panel, let me finish this panel, that you talked about, Matt.
I don't buy the idea that it's the entire Middle East is against this. I think that just as our culture is being corrupted by a minority of negative feminine people that have that allele that is common among whites.
Right. Let me ask you this important question.
I think that the Middle East is corrupted and polluted by a minority of psychotic psychopaths.
Yeah, I agree. But let me ask you this important question, Matt, because I want you to spend time on answering this.
Whereas, for example, the aggression among black men, I think, is temporary psychosis because of the short allele of MAOA, which basically, a surge of dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine is a combination between rage or fight-or-flight response and psychosis.
Right.
So it's temporary psychosis. I think that's the reason why a lot of these guys can see that they made a mistake after the fact, but then they go back and commit the crimes again when they're out.
Right. Because it's, let me ask you this question, Matt.
Only criminal punishment and then criminal laxity.
Hold for a second. This is an important question. Ultra-vetting that Donald Trump's talking about, and of course he's not going to get good data to ultra-vet these people. If they have no data, one of the things should be done, even if somebody has, quote, some background data, is
honestly,
perhaps a genetic screen for these genes.
There just shouldn't be immigration from these countries.
No, but I'm just saying
there shouldn't be any immigration.
I agree. I mean, I think that Islam is not compatible with
significant negative effects. We have enough radicalized Islamist psychopaths inside the U.S.
already.
Like Al-Laki was born in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Right.
One of the most, probably the most significant radical Islamist preacher was born and raised in the U.S.
Right.
This is not a matter of, and he was also wealthy, this is not a matter of impoverished people who are part of the Marxist ladder that are suffering. Well, it's BS. It's not people who are foreigners either. It's often people who were born in the U.S.
Right.
It's the Islamic ideology and the genes.
The
right?
combination the is very deadly,
The average Muslim, the fact is the average Muslim is not like this, but just like the average black isn't a violent criminal. But there's a significant minority of Muslims that are psychotic psychopaths that are just out to destroy. And it's because of a bad combination of genes and the ideology which justifies behavior in their mind.
So the suit the combination.
And that ideology, interestingly enough, you go on YouTube, they still have tons of videos from Al-Laki, an American citizen born in Las Cruces, New Mexico. So I think, honestly, he has to do what he said. He has to stop all immigration from Muslim countries.
Right. I know that he tries to be not politically correct, but he tries to tone it down. I agree.
That I think is what he should do.
I've had Bill Warner on the immigration
from Muslim countries.
Let me finish. Bill Warner has been on the program, Professor Bill Warner from Tennessee State University, and he stated that Islam is not compatible with the West at all. I agree. General Flynn says this is also.
I mean, yes, that's true, yes, ideologically, but then again...
But then you combine that with bad genetics and you got a big problem, because even a minority, and this is the problem, even if a minority of people are bad, the moderate Muslims don't have the genes, it's part of their culture.
Marxism isn't compatible with freedom, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing analysis, Matt. I appreciate it. Put together a bit of a paper summary, and we'll perhaps talk about this when we do our video this weekend regarding your website and your services. Again, visit MatthewDeagle.com, his website, MatthewDeagle.com. We'll be back in a moment with Ann Morrison, Hour 2, Hour 3, coming up, firing.